With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Republican-led Tennessee House has advanced a proposal that would require law enforcement agencies in the state to communicate with federal immigration authorities if they discover people in the country illegally. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The legislation would broadly mandate cooperation in the process of identifying, catching, detaining, and deporting immigrants deemed to be here illegally. Critics say it will create confusion because federal law says it is voluntary for states and local governments to get involved. The vote coincides with efforts in other Republican-led states to inject more state and local involvement in immigration enforcement. Action on the Tennessee bill now moves to the GOP-led Senate floor. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he's going to put together an investor group to buy TikTok after the House passed a bill that would ban the popular video app in the U.S. if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake. Mnuchin tells CNBC's Squawk Box TikTok should be sold to a U.S. entity, but not to one of the big tech companies.
I think there could be antitrust issues on that, and this should be something that's independent, so we have a real competitor, and users love it, so it shouldn't be shut down.
Mnuchin, who is in the Trump administration, offered no details about who may be in his group or about TikTok's possible valuation. The father of a Michigan school shooter has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. It's the second jury conviction against Ethan Crumbly's parents, who were accused of failing to secure a gun at home and doing nothing to solve his mental health problems. Ethan killed four students at Oxford High School in 2021. The Crumblys were the first U.S. parents to be charged in a mass school shooting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 137 points. This is SRN News. A church in Peoria, Illinois, has opened its doors to a hurting neighborhood.
Reachway Church of the Nazarene is a five-year-old church plant that's using its building to help people who need housing and who struggle with substance abuse. With fewer than 50 regular attendees, the congregation raised $12,000 to renovate part of the church building to add a shower, a kitchenette, and clothes closet for donations. The pastor encourages all churches who want to impact their community to have an ear to the ground. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Brooklyn preacher known for his flashy lifestyle has been found guilty of wire fraud, attempted extortion, and lying to the FBI. Lamar Miller Whitehead was found guilty of five counts this week after a trial in federal court in Manhattan. Prosecutors argued the preacher let greed overtake him as he looted a parishioner's retirement savings and tried to extort a businessman to fuel his lavish lifestyle. This is SRN News. Democratic Representative Adam Schiff is no longer the leader in the race to become California's next senator.
At latest count, baseball great and Republican Steve Garvey has inched ahead in the primary voting with a lead of just under 5,000 votes. With 85% of ballots counted, it's clear the two will move forward in November in an effort to fill the seat of late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Garvey faces a big challenge in the Democrat-controlled state. Republican legislators are close to banning puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and sex change surgery for minors in Kansas over the Democratic governor's expected veto. At least a dozen GOP lawmakers who voted against a ban last year are supporting one this year. The Republican-controlled state Senate expected to approve a bill today that would bar health care providers from treating minors like puberty blockers, hormone treatments, or surgery. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.